Economizer logic controllers and changeover setup. How a standalone Economizer logic controller decides when outdoor air is good for free cooling. The difference between dry bulb and enthalpy changeover. How it modulates the outdoor air damper to hold mixed air temperature. And how to set minimum position and troubleshoot the logic. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is an Economizer brings in outdoor air for free cooling when the outside air is cool slash dry enough to cool the space without running the compressor. The Economizer logic controller is the brain that makes that call. It compares outdoor conditions against the changeover set point, decides whether outdoor air is good right now, and if so, modulates the outdoor air damper to use that free cooling, ramping the compressor stages in only when free cooling can't keep up. This article is about the controller logic, the decision-making module on a rooftop unit RTU, not the mechanical damper hardware. The logic is where most Economizer problems actually lie. Wrong changeover, bad sensor, miswired stages, never enters free cooling, or never closes back to minimum. How it works? The controller continuously asks one question. Is outdoor air suitable for cooling? How it answers depends on the changeover method. Dry bulb changeover simplest. The controller compares outdoor air temperature to a set point. Below the set point, outdoor air is good. Enable free cooling. Above it, lock the Economizer to minimum position and cool mechanically. Cheap and reliable. But it ignores humidity, so in humid climates it can pull in cool but muggy air that adds a latent load. Enthalpy changeover smarter. The controller looks at the total heat content of the outdoor air temperature and humidity, usually via an enthalpy sensor. It only calls outdoor air good when its enthalpy is low enough that bringing it in genuinely helps. Differential enthalpy compares outdoor enthalpy against return air enthalpy and uses whichever is better. This is what you want in a climate where humidity matters. When the controller decides free cooling is available and there's a cooling call, it modulates the outdoor air damper to hold a target mixed air temperature, typically around 50 to 55 degrees, by blending outdoor and return air. If the space is still calling and the damper is already wide open, but mixed air can't hit target, the controller adds mechanical cooling stages on top. When outdoor air goes bad above changeover, it drops the damper back to minimum position, the fixed small opening that satisfies the building's ventilation requirement, and cools entirely with a compressor. The controller also coordinates with the unit safeties. It parks the damper at minimum or closed on a power loss, holds minimum during occupied periods for ventilation, and typically fully closes when the unit is unoccupied slash off with a freestat override to protect the coil. In the field, pick the right changeover method for the climate. Humid region to enthalpy, ideally differential enthalpy. Dry region to dry bulb is fine and has less to fail. A dry bulb Economizer in a humid climate is a comfort, and latent load complaint waiting to happen. Set the changeover set point correctly. On dry bulb, set it to the outdoor temperature above which free cooling stops helping, commonly the mid-50s to low 60s degrees. Too high and it drags in warm air, too low and it barely ever free cools. Set minimum position to meet ventilation, not more. Minimum position should provide the required occupied outdoor air ventilation rate. No more excess minimum position is wasted heating slash cooling of outdoor air. Verify it with a measurement, not the factory default. Verify it actually enters free cooling. On a cool day with a cooling call, confirm the damper modulates open and the compressor stays off while mixed air target is met. If it cools mechanically with the damper at minimum on a 50 degrees day, the logic, sensor, or changeover is wrong. Verify it returns to minimum. On a warm day, confirm the damper drops back to minimum and mechanical cooling carries the load. A damper stuck open in summer is a huge energy and humidity problem. Check the sensors. A drifted or failed outdoor slash enthalpy sensor makes every decision wrong. Confirm the controller is reading believable outdoor temperature slash humidity. Normal values and targets. Mixed air target free cooling. Commonly 50 to 55 degrees. Cool enough to do real cooling. Warm enough not to risk a coil freeze or dumping cold air. Dry bulb changeover set point. Often set in the mid-50s to low 60s degrees outdoor range, depending on building and climate. Minimum damper position. Whatever opening delivers the required occupied ventilation CFM, typically a modest percentage of full travel, set by measurement. Low temperature lockout slash freeze protection. A freeze stat often around 35 to 40 degrees mixed slash discharge overrides the Economizer to protect the coil and prevent dumping freezing air. Damper actuator drive. The controller commands the actuator with a modulating signal, commonly 2 to 10 volts or equivalent, to position the damper anywhere from minimum to full open. Common faults and what they mean. Never free cools mechanical cooling even on cool days. Changeover set point, too low, failed slash drifted outdoor or enthalpy sensor reading too warm. Actuator not driving, or the economizer disabled. Check the sensor reading and the changeover config first. Damper stuck wide open, high energy bills, humidity, or cat heat. Failed actuator, controller stuck in free cooling, or sensor telling it outdoor air is always good. In winter, a stuck open damper can freeze coils and overwork heat. Damper never opens past minimum at all. Dead actuator, controller not getting a cooling call, miswired enable, or changeover permanently bad. Trace the call and the actuator drive signal. Free cooling on humid air, plenty space. Dry bulb changeover in a humid climate, or enthalpy sensor failed. Twitch to slash repair enthalpy changeover. No mechanical backup. When free cooling can't keep up, the controller's compressor stage outputs miswired or not enabled. Economizer maxes out but never adds the compressor. Verify the stage wiring from the controller. Damper open when unit is off slash building unoccupied. Unoccupied logic not configured, so outdoor air leaks in after hours. Set the unoccupied slash closed behavior. Tech tips and gotchas. Most economizer problems are logic and sensor problems, not damper problems. Before you condemn the actuator, confirm what the controller is deciding and what its sensors are reading. Enthalpy beats dry bulb where humidity matters. Dry bulb only knows temperature. It'll happily pull in 60 degrees slash 90% RH air and make the space clammy. Use enthalpy differential if available in humid climates. Minimum position is ventilation, not comfort. Set it to the required outdoor air rate and no higher. Every extra percent of minimum position is air you're paying to condition. Test both directions. It's not commissioned until you've watched it enter free cooling on cool conditions and return to minimum on warm conditions. Techs often verify one and assume the other. Respect the free stat. The low temp override exists so the economizer can't dump freezing air or freeze the coil. Don't defeat it to fix a complaint. Sensor drift is silent. An economizer can quietly stop saving money for a year because a sensor drifted a few degrees and shifted every changeover decision. But check sensor accuracy on PMs. Safety slash code notes. Minimum outdoor air position must satisfy the occupied ventilation rate required by the applicable mechanical code ventilation provisions. Economizer logic should not reduce outdoor air below that minimum during occupancy. Low temperature freeze protection freeze stat is a safety interlock that overrides economizer free cooling to protect the coil and prevent supplying freezing air. It must remain functional and not be bypassed. Economizer controllers and damper actuators run on low voltage class 2 control power. The RTU's line side is full voltage, often three phase. Lock out and verify zero energy before working in the unit.